The media office in Gaza puts the number of journalists killed since the start of the war at more than 140. Many of them appear to be deliberately targeted by Israel. At least four Israeli journalists and three Lebanese journalists have also died since the war began, according to the Committee to Protect Journalists. At an awards ceremony in Chile, UNESCO official Tawfiq Jalassi awarded the annual World Press Freedom Prize to all Palestinian journalists in Gaza.
The ongoing conflict in Gaza has posed extreme risks and challenges to journalists undertaking their vital work to provide life-saving information to the population and to inform the world about the situation on the ground. Never in a recent conflict has the profession had to pay such a heavy price in a very short period of time.
At a separate event upholding press freedom, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres pinned the blame for the journalists' deaths squarely on Israel.
I'm shocked and appalled by the high number of journalists killed in Israeli military operations in Gaza. The United Nations recognizes the invaluable work of journalists and media professionals to ensure that the public is informed and engaged. Without facts, we cannot fight mis and disinformation. Without accountability, we will not have strong policies in place. Without press freedom, we won't have any freedom.
Nasser Abu Bakr, the president of the Palestinian Journalists Union, was on hand to accept the award for Gaza journalists. He said he would speak in Arabic, the language of his colleagues in Gaza, for whom he was accepting the prize.
As-salamu ala Gaza, li'annaha tastahiqu as-salam.
Abu Bakr said, "Peace to Gaza because it deserves it. Peace to Gaza and the journalists of Gaza and all of Palestine who deserve love and hope." He added that his joy on accepting the prize was mixed with sadness for the loss of the martyrs of the Palestinian press. Abu Bakr said it is also mixed with determination and willingness to hold accountable and prosecute the criminals who killed them. The Press Freedom Conference also paid homage to environmental journalists in nations where covering issues of deforestation, environmental exploitation, and contamination can be deadly. Audrey Azoulay is UNESCO's Director General.
Far too many of them are facing threats that intend to silence them. We are releasing a report today that shows that 44 green journalists have been killed over the last 15 years. Attacks against journalists covering environmental stories are higher than ever before.
UNESCO says the climate and biodiversity crises are not only affecting the environment and ecosystems, but also the lives of billions of people around the world. It says that exposing the crisis is the first step to solving it, and that's why the role of journalists is crucial. I'm Eileen Alvendary for KPFA News.